KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's partly cloudy and 49 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with isolated occasional showers and a high around 62. Wind advisory in effect from noon until 7 p.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, Iowa is experiencing a surge in coronavirus outbreaks at long-term care facilities, including at one of the nation's largest nursing homes for military veterans. The Iowa Department of Public Health confirmed that an outbreak at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown has spread in recent days to include the infections of 20 staff and residents. Six other outbreaks at long-term care facilities across the state were confirmed, bringing the total to 23 since the beginning of the pandemic. Health officials had reported Tuesday that another 508 people in Iowa had tested positive for COVID-19 and 9 more had died. Another 304 were hospitalized. One-third of them are in intensive care. Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday said the state of Iowa, as just mentioned a moment ago, had 508 new COVID-19 positive test results returned to the state hygienic and other labs over the previous 24 hours for a total of 6,376 positive cases as of Tuesday. 98% of those positive cases were in the 22 counties where restrictions remained in place. There were also 1,165 new negative COVID-19 test results returned for a total of 33,447 to date. And she said 1,673 Iowans had been tested for a total of 39,823, or one out of every 79 people per capita. And the state hygienic lab had a testing capacity as of yesterday of 5,226 persons. Reynolds said that 2,169 Iowans had recovered from COVID-19 for a recovery rate of 34%. And as mentioned a moment ago, there have also been 9 new deaths resulting from the virus. The victims were older or elderly adults. 7 were residents of long-term care facilities. The 9 deaths were reported in Blackhawk County, where there was an elderly adult age 81 or greater. Linn County, 2 older adults ages 61 to 80. Muscatine County had 1 elderly adult. Polk County, 3 elderly adults and 1 older adult. And Story County had 1 elderly adult who had succumbed to COVID-19. And there were 7 long-term care facilities with new outbreaks of COVID-19 reported from the governor.
Granger Nursing and Rehab Center in Dallas County, Dubuque Specialty Care in Dubuque County, Park Center and Acura Healthcare of Newton West, both in Jasper County, Iowa Veterans Home in Marshall County, Fleur Heights Center for Wellness and Rehab, and the University Park Nursing and Rehab, both in Polk County. And again, all of those just mentioned are in the counties that remained under higher restrictions.
After IDPH Deputy Director Sarah Reister spoke about specific guidance for restaurant owners that need to be implemented when they open their doors to sit-down customers on Friday, Governor Reynolds praised those individuals across the state who got creative since the shutdown in employing their staff and in serving their customers.
From revamping their menus to for carryout to creating special meal subscriptions for families, Iowa restaurants have shown that they can still inspire dining even when we're eating at home.
Some, she said, even dedicated themselves to serving their community from their kitchens in truly meaningful ways, like Jill Marr, the owner of the Primrose Restaurant in Corning.
After the closure of restaurants, I had a friend share a video from Facebook of Joel reaching out to his community, letting him know that he would remain open for carryout service. But he also made a commitment to serve free lunch to K through 12 students while they were out of school during this time. Joel's story speaks to the very heart of who we are as Iowans.
And Marr explained that his restaurant helped out students by providing them with a nutritious meal and snack.
We wanted to make sure that there was fruit, good amount of protein and carbohydrate with them as well. And then every so often, what kid doesn't like a little bit of something sweet in there? So we've been making some homemade brownies, things like that with them. With that being said, we did this just to give back to the community, since it was such a humbling experience that everybody helped us out. Corning, as well as the surrounding areas, has helped us out tremendously by donating money for the kids, as well as to make sure that we stay our doors open. It has been a great outpouring of love from everybody around us.
Barr said he was looking forward to reopening and making sure all the recommended guidelines are in place to keep their customers safe and happy. Iowa workforce development officials said yesterday that workers need to be aware of the rules for unemployment as things change and businesses reopen. Deputy Director Ryan West says you won't continue getting unemployment if you're called back to work.
Circumstances where individuals are out because the employer had to shut the door. Employers now opening back up, they're recalling them back to work, or they had to lay them off. I guess shut the door is maybe not the right term. Lay them off for a period of time. Now they're bringing them back as things come back open. In those situations, people should be able to go back to work.
West says if you do not go back to work, it will be considered a voluntary quit and your unemployment will be suspended. There are some exceptions, including a diagnosis of COVID-19 that prevents you from working.
You know, every case is going to be different, obviously, and as more of those things come open, that's going to kind of dictate that. Essentially, if somebody's out because of COVID-19 and has a note from a doctor that provides that they are to be out, you know, that's a different circumstance.
West says there is an easy way to figure out your situation.
I would suggest, first of all, go to the website. You know, iowaworkforcedevelopment.gov is just, we have so much information out there, and now we're going back and paring it down to make it even easier to find everything. We really have a section for basically all the guidance that has come down the pike over the last several weeks. We've got a lot of new question and Q&A out there, question and answer stuff out there.
He says you can try calling Iowa Workforce Development, but if you do, expect to wait.
Getting a hold on the phone is really, it's an exercise in patience. You know, you kind of got to just sit there and abide your time, and we will get to you, though.
And he says they continue to be getting a lot of calls about unemployment issues, but that could ease up as some businesses start to reopen at the end of this week.
It's been such an unusual experience for everybody that it's kind of hard to predict.
Iowa Workforce Development has seen record numbers of people impacted by coronavirus filing for unemployment over the last several weeks. In world headlines, President Trump says his administration is considering requiring travelers on certain international flights to undergo temperature and virus checks. Trump says it hasn't been determined yet whether the federal governor or the airlines would conduct a testing, and maybe it's a combination of both. Trump's comments Tuesday came during a White House event touting a loan program designed to help small businesses weather the coronavirus pandemic, the Paycheck Protection Program. He said the Small Business Administration has processed more loans in 14 days than it has in the previous 14 years. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.